Nashville. Strikeouts. He punched out the last four he faced. His mother told Tim Corbin he's coming to Vanderbilt. Doesn't matter if he's a first rounder, he's coming to Vanderbilt.
I've never seen a pitching performance like this in college baseball. This is absolutely incredible.
This is Weekends in the Park, Old School meets New School. Marty and Copes on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Back here from the Public House, Weekends in the Park, Adam Copeland, Marty Lurie. You heard the great call there from our buddy Rich Waltz. He was on with us yesterday, and he's on with us again today following a Vanderbilt no-hitter from Kumar Rocker. Rich, how you doing, man? Welcome back.
Hey guys, how are you? We're actually getting. We have another ball game here in an hour. It's the deciding game. Winner between Duke and Vanderbilt goes to Omaha. But everybody around these parts and all throughout college baseball, even in Major League Baseball, I've heard from a lot of people are buzzing about that game last night.
Rich, that's one of the more impressive performances I think we've ever seen in the College World Series. 19 strikeouts from a 19-year-old. He K'd the last four. You had a great call there at the end, and it was a great lead-up to that game for anybody who saw it, having you on, because you were talking about how this kid could have been a first-rounder. His mom was in the stands last night, correct?
Yeah, his mom was in the stands. His dad is Tracy Rocker, who won the Lombardi Trophy and the Outland Trophy as a defensive lineman at Auburn. He's been an assistant football coach in a lot of SEC places. I believe he had a football camp. He's now an assistant coach at Tennessee. So mom was there last night, and it was just overwhelmingly emotional for her and really incredible. When 19 strikeouts in a no-hitter just doesn't happen. The Major League record for strikeouts in a no-hitter is 17. Nolan Ryan had 17, and Max Scherzer had 17. So this kid puts up 19 strikeouts. He was throwing 97 in the ninth inning. He's a big kid. He throws free and easy, 6'4", 255 pounds.
Wow. Wow. Rich Waltz with us. Rich, you've done so many exciting things in baseball. You've been through World Series and things like that. Where does this one rank? Is it in the top five for you?
Yes, absolutely. I've called five no-hitters in the major leagues. One of those was a Roy Halladay perfect game. And never, never have I seen a no-hitter that is absolutely this dominant. And it was the other thing that, I mean, this is like pitching in Game 7 of a World Series. This was an elimination game. Vanderbilt is favored to go to Omaha, but they lost the first game to Duke. And so if they don't win last night, and Duke played a great game, by the way, as well. If they don't win last night, that it would have been a disaster. And so this kid who's a freshman looked calm and cool and nonplussed. His reaction at the end wasn't, you know, throw his arms up in the air and dance around. His catcher raced out to him, and the catcher was ready to hug him, and all he wanted was a fist bump. So it was really something to watch.
We had Mike Yastrzemski out here just a few minutes ago with us, a former Vanderbilt player, and he was saying that it looked like the guy didn't even know the game was over. Thought he was so locked in that he was walking back to the dugout, getting ready for the next three guys he had to face.
Yeah, well, you hear this from a lot of pitchers that throw no-hitters or are involved in games like this, is they look up and they don't realize that they have a no-hitter until it's the seventh or the eighth inning. One of my no-hitters that I called was that way. It was maybe the most bizarre no-hitter in Major League history, and that was Henderson Alvarez on the last day of the 2013 or 14 season. He's pitching against the Detroit Tigers, and he's got a no-hitter going, but the problem is his team hasn't scored a run, so it's a scoreless game. And he knew he had a no-hitter, but he didn't realize his team hadn't scored a run. So he gets the last out of the ninth inning, and he starts to celebrate on the mound, and then all of a sudden he looks around, and everybody's running to the dugout, and he kind of puts his head down and gets to the dugout. And he gets the no-hitter because in the ninth inning, I forget who was the pitcher for Detroit, but Miami was able to load the bases. And Alvarez is actually on deck with two outs, and a wild pitch scores, I believe, Stanton. And that's how he got his no-hitter. So he didn't celebrate from the mound. He celebrated from the on-deck circle. And everybody mobbed him on the on-deck circle. It's the most bizarre. I mean, that's a weird call because it's like the ball gets away. Here comes Stanton, and it's a no-hitter for Henderson.
Yeah, what a crazy walk-off wild pitch. Yeah.
Great story, Rich. Yeah. Great. I'm so glad that you're part of it, Les. That's a great story.
Yeah.
Rich Walsh with us. All right, I know you got to get to work. Your game's coming up soon. Set up today's game for us. Who's pitching, and what should we expect?
Well, look, this is heavily weighted to Vanderbilt. You know, in fact, I believe a guy that at one time was their Tuesday starter. Now, a Tuesday starter in college baseball means you're not on the weekend rotation. A guy that was their Tuesday starter is one of their best pitchers, and his name is Mason Hickman. He's 8-0 with a 2-1-2. A long time ago when he was here for a while, their Tuesday starter was a guy named Walker Buehler. And I think you're going to see him today,
yes,
which is a great matchup, Buehler against Bumgarner. So Vandy's got the pitching advantage, but Duke has kind of got the mojo. They were one of the last teams in the tournament. They play free and loose. So anything can happen with Duke. I mean, they can hang tough, or this could get sideways in a hurry. But right now on paper, I think Vanderbilt has the advantage, but they've also got all the pressure in the world on them because everybody expects them to get to Omaha.
Wow. Boy, great having you on. I'm so glad we could do this weekend. Good for you. You got the marquee game, I think, in the country, and you're going to do it today on ESPNU, I think, is...
You know, I'm not sure. They tell us it's the ESPN family of networks.
Yes,
so,
okay. All right. Wherever it is, I know yeah, you'll be on ESPN. Hey, thanks so much, and we'll catch up with you next week and see what's doing.
All right, guys. Good luck today. Beat those Dodgers, will you?
All right, Rich.
Thanks.
Thanks,
Rich. That is Rich Walsh. What a story, huh?
Great stuff. Boy, how about him putting that in his top five? He called that the Henderson Alvarez no-hitters. That's an incredible story, too.
He called it beautiful.
Yeah, it's a great call.
Very good.